Philip Hale, CEO of Hart, expects the first compressed natural gas-fueled vehicles to hit the roads this spring with 28 new vans on order for the rollout. From there, the transit agency will replace retiring vehicles with ones that use CNG.
The plan is it'll probably take about 7 to 8 years, but the entire fleet will be CNG.
Right now, Hart's fleet runs on diesel fuel, which costs almost $4 a gallon. Compressed natural gas is about $1.50 cheaper.
The real savings is on the maintenance side relative to the engines themselves. In most cases, a diesel engine has to be rebuilt within the lifetime of the vehicle. 40-foot transit bus, the life of it is scheduled to 12 years, and you generally have to rebuild within year five or six. Whereas on a compressed natural gas, because it burns so clean, there's a, I would say 80% of the engines would go the life of the vehicle.
However, Hale does expect it will take Hart about 4 years to see a return on investment.
It's not just the station. We had to modify the two facilities to comply with some specific regulations. So the entire cost is going to run about $5.2 million.
Compressed natural gas is considered a cleaner burning fuel source by the Environmental Protection Agency because vehicles using natural gas produce fewer emissions like carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases.
The customer won't really know the difference. I mean, outside the fact that it'll look a little different on the roof, but that's about it.
Hillsborough's transition from diesel to compressed natural gas is being used as a model. Public transportation officials from Jacksonville have been visiting Hart to discuss plans about converting their own fleet. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.